This is Fresh Air. Today, rock and roll historian Ed Ward wraps up his investigation of the music that was being played 10 years ago, when the decade we just ended had only begun. Ed says that in black music, 1980 offered a clean break from what came before. Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away. Oh, baby, wanna be right here where you are until my dying day.
By 1980, the black music industry was congratulating itself on having survived disco with all its traditional values intact. Songs like The Manhattan's Shining Star and Special Lady by another group of harmony vocal veterans named Ray Goodman and Brown, who had once been known as The Moments, made acceptable hits. Not that he was denying that dance music was an integral part of the black music scene. It's just that if you were going to do it, you did it right. Find a superb producer like Quincy Jones and a strong talent like Michael Jackson, and you could sell a lot of albums. Even producers who had come up during the disco era who are now being considered mainstream soul producers, like Chic's Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, who crafted a few 1980 hits for another member of Motown's royal family.
I said, upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. Upside down. Boy, you turn me. Inside out. And round and round.
Edwards and Rodgers didn't know it, but they were about to start a revolution, even though they never got the credit. The roots of that revolution go back a few years earlier to an obscure album, I don't have a copy, by the Fatback Band, on which there appeared a track called King Tim III, a song saluting and co-starring a disco DJ who would rhyme rhythmically over the instrumental breaks in the records he played. In New York, his counterpart was a guy known as DJ Hollywood.
Shock, shock the high! I want you to know just who you've been listening to. I said, listen to me now, while I tell you how, who I am and what I do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 5'9" and a half and bow-legged as you ever wanted to see. Just look over by the music, baby doll. I'm talking about little old me. It's Holly Girl and
Hollywood's
so
record, Shock Shock the House, was a monster and should have been a big hit, because it was the first waxing of a phenomenon that was getting going in black clubs like Disco Fever in the South Bronx. But the record company only pressed it on a 7-inch single, not the preferred medium in discos. And instead, the hit went to an inferior act on a streetwise independent label.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello. To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie. The bang bang boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y.
The Sugar Hill Gang was the invention of Sugar Hill Records, owned and operated by Sylvia Robinson, who'd been half of Mickey and Sylvia in the 50s. The Sugar Hill Gang took one of the most popular disco breaks from Chic's Good Times, looped it, much as a DJ would with his two turntables, and put their rap over it. Rapper's Delight only got to 36 on the pop charts, but its influence was much greater than its sales. It opened up the ears of a lot of black kids who had been watching the action on the street corners, where a DJ with a dual turntable setup would plug into a lamppost while his buddy grabbed a mic and took the sounds of the clubs to the streets. This had been going on ever since a Jamaican kid known as Cool Herc had shown New Yorkers what Jamaican DJs had known for years, that by playing with the sounds on records and coming up with rhymes, you could create a whole new genre of music. And while Cool Herc is lost in the mists of history, his prime disciple, Joseph Sadler, known as Grandmaster Flash, began making records in 1980.
If you want to-
you better get ready to rock, my friend. You see, we got some news
that you can use,
an offer that you can't refuse.
We're giving up, honey,
and you got to come,
because you're the one.
Red, yellow, black, white, or brown,
in our own way, or we can all get down.
So just take your time,
enjoy yourself,
and you'll rock as good as anyone else. Now come on, go through it.
As you can hear, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five were well beyond just playing a single record and jabbering over it. The rappers told stories and boasted while Flash cut from record to record, from hits to obscurity. By the end of 1980, rap had become such a fashionable thing that a Bronx street gang, the Zulu Nation, had their own DJ, Africa Bambaataa, and were giving up on violence to challenge all comers on the mic. Rap? A fad, said the grand old men in the black music industry. It would never last, they said, complacent as Mitch Miller in the face of Elvis. Historic events rarely mark off cleanly into decades. But in 1980, a new era was actually kicking off.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
We rock and don't stop. Well, it's a supercalifragilistic and theolatosis. Mythical stranger, technobanger, tricks is the way we get our kick. We're qualifying, rectifying, rocking till the day we die. And every time you scream and cry, we're here with no denying.
We hold our honor and our pride.
To take the steps that kept us dry.
Set down rules you will apply.
We're going to take you for a ride.
Before we rock and that's some fun, let's introduce us one by one.
I'm Spencer K, I'm on display, I rock and pose the USA.
At least I'm shining, I rock and mine, I do it to you every time.
Remember me, I'm Zemo D, the man that's at the T.O.P.
I'm Spoonie G, as you can see, I rock the West Society. And at the end, you will agree, nobody rock the mic like me.
But Spencer K says I'm on D, yeah, that's a Willie Go 3.
This is Fresh Air.